Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My buddy Drab Tiberius Shirt produces the Sports Junkies radio program. It's a program of note here on 106.7 The Fan, 5:50 until 10 a.m. every single day. Always like getting Drabby in studio for whatever reason. Good excuse to do it. This is not the best circumstances, though. Drab, take a seat. Get comfortable.
Nope, I guess not.
Can you start at the beginning here? Catch our listeners up to speed on the beginning of the story, how we got here, and what has happened.
It pretty much starts and ends with Eric Bickle's obsession with Adam Epstein. And Adam is the video producer for The Junkies, otherwise known as AWOD on the air. Mm-hmm. And today EB was bored. Mm-hmm. Not a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Can make something out of the Nats' troubles. Maybe mm-hmm. the big three conversation got us somewhere.
Yep.
But we quickly died out, and as always, he looked for AWOD to fill the time.
Yep.
And Adam, somehow, I don't know how this happened, he had a listener send him jockeys.
Now,
in the mail.
Can we go back to that part? Because there was some other time, I think, where Eric was bored mm-hmm. and AWOD was in studio, much to the chagrin of many.
Yeah,
and
most.
That presented a need for these underpants. Go into that, please.
So Eric's obsession right now is to boost our CSN ratings because we have our show is simulcast on CSN Mid-Atlantic every day. And he wants to have women in bikinis in the studio sitting in the background. Which is, I guess, a great idea, but it's just not going to happen.
Right.
So the next best option is to have Chunky AWOD mm-hmm. stand up against the back wall and to see if that boosts our ratings at all.
DoWOD.
Yeah, DoWOD. And so he wants to keep bringing him in here and put him against the wall. And so today, once he found out that AWOD got some briefs in the mail, what better chance to bring Adam in than to have him try on the new jockeys and show everyone on camera how he looks.
Now, I saw when I got into work today, listening to the Junkies, of course, I saw push-ups being done on my television that's set to CSN, what you guys are on. So I don't know exactly why, but it just, again, it seemed like somebody was bored and let's have AWOD do something. We could shoot
Same
the ball.
Segment.
Yeah, we could shoot the ball cannon at him or we could not. We could have him do push-ups, et cetera. So now that everybody's kind of caught up, what's the transgression? What happened? I guess it's in the aftermath of this. Go ahead.
Are you referring to what was left on the floor out there?
That's okay. Correct.
Well, it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing, as it always is with Eric. And so he goes, AWOD, come in here and get naked. So Adam, I don't know, he was afraid that he was going to be on camera getting naked in the producer studio. So he ran to the edit bay, mm-hmm. which is a small closet with a microphone and a board, and he disrobed and put on his new briefs mm-hmm. and ran into the Junkie studio, only wearing those briefs. Mm-hmm. But apparently he forgot that those disgusting boxers that he was wearing originally this morning, he just left them on the floor in the other room.
It is now 11:37 a.m. Mm. This occurred approximately 8:50.
8:50, that sounds about right.
A.m. We are approaching 3 hours where AWOD's underpants were sitting on the floor. At approximately 11:26, check that on the time. It's going to be before the 11:26. So it's approximately 11:17. Our program director, Chris Conard, opened the door to the studio and had the very serious CK talk where he goes, do you know what's going on? Which, again, to someone that's on the radio, means we're no longer a station. Or, there's terrorist activity. Yeah. Or something terrible, legitimately terrible. He's got a very grave face. He's over-holding his phone out in front of him, which means it's like, okay, this is the worst
Breaking
disaster.
Breaking news on Twitter.
Yeah, this is the most disastrous news possible. And then he goes on to inform me that Adam Epstein's underpants are on the floor and have been on the floor, and it's basically Skid Row over there, if you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Nothing about them is good. They're on the ground. It's disgusting. And he said, quote, I don't know what his punishment is going to be. I, of course, am flabbergasted. I bring you on here for several reasons. One, to recount the incident in an unbiased way, which I believe that you've done. I think that's your brother approach in this set of circumstances. Two, what is going to happen to him? based on the fact that he has left his underpants in a workplace. There are people who work at a very reputable radio station, almost 100 feet from right there. They could have walked by and seen any time. There are tours at all times. People are constantly giving tours. Salespeople still call this the Mike Wise Show, but they're walking by and saying, look at what's here. Underpants on the ground. What is going to happen?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you're thinking, he's a glutton for punishment. He loves attention. Unless we're going to send him out to do some hard labor somewhere, it's all gravy to AWOD because we're talking about him, good, bad. Again, he took his clothes off in half a second today and ran to the Junkie studio because it meant him on camera. Never mind the fact that his breast and his stomach were hanging all over the place. He thought, as long as he's on camera, he doesn't care. So as long as you and I are talking about him.
He's won.
By the way, I have an update for you.
Please.
He went over to the edit bay where he left those dirty boxers, picked them up, and brought them to the Junkie studio and dropped them on the ground in there. Instead of putting them in his backpack or a bag or anything, he just dropped them in the Junkie studio.
All right, let's get Drab some headphones quickly because we've got Eric Bickle kind enough to join the Grant and Danny program. EB, good morning. Thank you for some extra time today.
No problem. I was on the other line, so I don't know what's going on. He left his underwear in the studio?
Yes, so let me give you the quick summary. Drab has done a good job here giving the exposition. This may have to go two segments because this is underpants gate. But, Bickle, here's what happened. You summoned AWOD into the studio this morning. I got in as the push-ups were happening, and his breast flesh was touching the ground, and his stomach touched the whole thing was gross. But in his rush to change, he went into one of the little edit Michael Bay things, the small rooms, and he left his worn, sweaty skid boxers on the ground, and they've been on the ground for 3 hours. And the news has been kind of delivered, and nobody knows what to do about it. Drab's suggestion is that he's already won because he's being discussed. I just am disgusted. I want to know what your thoughts are.
It might be a fireable offense. You can't leave your dirty underwear. Which studio do you leave it in?
So it's one of the edit joints. So it's like, you know where the news station is?
Where we cut the commercials sometimes during the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And he never went in to throw them away or to put them back on or whatever after he put the new ones on?
Correct. Discovered by an employee of Chad Dukes versus The World. Okay, because he's already come in for his work day to start 3 hours after the fact. Drab, could you provide Eric Bickle with the update you just provided me, please?
Eric, he did finally pick them up from the edit studio after he was browbeat. And by the way, they weren't just tucked away in a corner. They were spread open. You could see inside the boxers where if there were some tire marks or anything, you could have easily seen
that. Was there like duty in there?
I just saw they were spread open. I didn't stick my face in it to find out. But he did pick them up and bring them over to JP seat in the Junkie studio and then drop them on the ground in there.
There's a picture of them now on the ground.
So why won't he be like a normal human that stuff them like in his backpack and take them home?
I think he likes the attention, good or bad. And he thinks he looks great now, and it's more conversation about his body and all the changes he's making.
He looks terrible. I was impressed that he did 30.
I was too.
I never would have thought he could have done 30.
Now, Eric, can I? This is an ambush. Okay, you have come on this show. You were kind enough to do this here.
Yeah.
Can I put you on the spot here? And will you accept any culpability for creating this? Will you accept any responsibility for creating this absolute underpant monster for doing what he did? Because you've empowered him with attention.
I mean, I suppose, but I never thought that it would lead to it. I never thought he'd be so rude. I mean, how could you imagine? You know, I'm sorry. Here's the thing. I do bully the kid, but he is fascinating to me. He's interesting to me. I can't get enough of him. Chad Dukes thinks I have some sort of like I have a love affair with him. I don't, but I'm fascinated by a 24-year-old kid that's as gross as he is, that's as sort of out to lunch as he is, that is as clueless as he is. And I can't get enough of him. Because every day he surprises me with a level of stupidity or grossness or just weird view on the world. So I guess on some level I have created this, and I'm sorry. I know people claim they have AWOD fatigue. I actually can't get enough.
I appreciate your candor, sir. Thank you very much for the time this morning, and I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
I know there will be some sort of punishment, though. So the draft, there will be some sort of punishment, probably involving the ball cannon and AWOL. I don't know what we can do, but
I'm going to guess it involves more airtime with him on
but
the see, Junkies.
But, Bickle, that therein lies the paradox. There's the problem, right?
Yeah, but it is good radio to pummel him. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, I guess we could argue that, but to me, I'm going to err on the side of good radio.
Outstanding. You're the best, EB. Thank you for the time, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go. See, I put him on hold so Dark can thank EB for coming on. That's just common courtesy. You can tell everybody that it works. That's how we do it. All right. 800-636-1067. Drab, would you mind? I know this is past your time. We're usually depart. Do you mind hanging out for a second?
We're good, yeah.
Normally, we do the double play. Here's what I want to do. 800-636-1067. What do we do about AWOD? What do we do about the fact that he left streaked underpants for 3 hours in a public place? Not the beat the streak from ESPN. AWOD's beat the streak. He left underpants out, and he's just moved them into a new place. He didn't put them away. He moved it. There are lockers that are available. He didn't put them there. He put them on the ground where John Paul Flame sits in flames. 800-636-1067. What do we do about AWOD?
It's Grant and Danny. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
If you're just tuning in, I'm very sorry. Because here's what happened. The long and short is as follows. Adam Epstein, a.k.a. AWOD, who gets an outrageous amount of attention on the Sports Junkies, much to my chagrin. It's already too late because the monster's been created. Eric Bickle came on. We had Drab Tiberius shirt on to discuss the goings-on. Your summary is this morning, a listener sent AWOD some new underpants because the last time he was on TV, it was noted that he had holes in his underpants. Again, what are we doing? It's 2017. So he's got these new underpants on. He's in there doing push-ups or some ungodly amount of calisthenics, et cetera, et cetera. He left his used and dirty underpants on the ground in a studio facility for 3 hours, has then picked them up and has the audacity to place them down on the ground next to where JP Flame sits. So he's now infected two different areas where people sit and occupy space and time here at the station. We've heard from Draft T-Shirt. I'd now like to bring on Chris Kinard, the executive in charge of pantaloons, dress shirts, cufflinks, and all personnel here. What are your first opening thoughts on this entire saga? You're the one who brought this to my attention.
Yeah, it's a low point for me in my career, I think, I would say. First of all, he walked into the, by the way, he loves the attention so much, he just walked into the producer studio with his underwear around his neck.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't gotten enough yet.
Yep.
So what can we do to solve this problem? That's what we really need to discuss.
Because Rab's point, and I think it's a good one, is that anything you do actually gives him what he wants.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think this ultimately is going to have to be dealt with by JP Flame, Eric Bickle, and John Allville. Jason is on vacation, so I guess he's out. But I think those guys are going to have to figure this out tomorrow. What is going to happen to AWOD? Because this can't stand. He's disrespecting everybody in this area.
Right.
Every single, not just us. We have the Veterans Network over here.
Of course.
Working.
These are legitimate
professionals,
citizens.
Professional broadcasters trying to do their jobs. And he's getting lunch while his underwear is sitting on the floor.
All right.
Don't know what to say about that.
All right. Chad Dukes is on the line. I need to bring him on this. Dukes, are you up to speed with the goings on this morning?
Yeah, you guys are, you fire a Drab T-Shirt and you do it right now. And that's the only way this is going to be remedy, because you can't fire Eric Bickle. And what you're dealing with is two people that are in love with this and completely enabling what is now an egomaniacal monster that lives in our midst. And what happens when there's monsters in the town? It's up to the townspeople to get the torches and the pitchforks out. So their town is incapable of driving this monster from our midst. So we have to. And we got to put people. I say we hire John Norman, but that's just my suggestion. And we need to make sure the people that are held accountable that created this Frankenstein.
Yeah, but if we hire John Norman, everyone's going to get fired for an expletive airing on the air. We can't do that. No one gets that, but the two of us.
So it's really a great bit. Dukes, because you see the paradox, and I believe that's what your point is here, is that if you do something in public, it only feeds that same monster. It's like dealing with Doomsday in the mediocre Batman versus Superman movie, is that the energy you're using to try to kill him only makes him stronger.
Well, it's all about a priority, and it's not a priority for them to make sure that that guy's in check. Like, if you want to have a pet, that's fine. But your pet can't be biting other people's pets. Your pet can't be soiling other people's front lawns. There is some There's a sense of burden that comes with owning something that you have just for entertainment and companionship. And that's, I don't even know his name. What is his name? Aaron? What is his real name?
It doesn't matter.
They have a mascot. And it's fine that they have a mascot, but when the University of Georgia brings Ugga out onto the field, Ugga doesn't go rampaging through the stands, clamping down on people's carotid arteries. And that's what's happened here.
Chad has a great point about Drab. Because
yes.
Drab has encouraged this, and he acts like he hasn't, but AWOD follows him around like a puppy dog every day. And I'm sorry, if someone wanted to follow me around all day every day, I would tell them to stop. But they just got back from lunch together, and they've been sitting in there eating lunch together, and he's encouraging all of this. He hasn't sat Adam down and said, "What are you doing?" He's sitting there eating lunch with him. They're having a wonderful Mediterranean lunch right now.
And I guarantee, first of all, there's never been a wonderful Mediterranean lunch. So I'm going to ask you to pump your brakes right there, boss. Secondly, we're dealing with idiots that view their lunch as status symbols. That should be struck against them as well. But I guarantee, if those soiled underwears were in Drab T-shirt's seat, after he was done holding them up to his face and inhaling deeply, he would do something about it. But it doesn't matter because it's in somebody else's studio, and why even bother? It's not a priority. We have to cut off the river at the headwaters, not worry about the tributaries. That's
so
what I'm
saying.
How
do we punish Drab? That's a great
point. Fire him right now. Let's do it on the air.
Should we wait till like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
It's after 11. I can't believe he's still there.
Well, I was going to say, Duke, he's already past the time. He usually departs out one of the side doors, so CK or Jared can't see him. So, he did overtime just to have lunch with AWOD and come in and tell me what happened. He's done a great job. He's like the guy that gets immunity and stands in front of the Senate and going, "Your Honor," or like, you know, "Senator, I can't believe this is what happened." But he's the guy behind the whole thing.
Drab has the most amazing bit ever. He gets to sit around and do something that he wants to do, which is take an hour and a half lunch with a guy that he's in love with and then call that work and then leave immediately afterwards. I mean, it's the scam of all scams, but unfortunately, when underpants end up in a studio that I use every day, that's when the scam ends.
All right. I don't know what the right answer is here. You're better equipped to handle this than I am, frankly. Should we leave it to you to come in here and wave your scythe around? You could bring one of your 37 guns across district lines. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Me either, actually. I shouldn't have said that on there. I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do because I want punishment. I want retribution, but at the same time, it only feeds the beast.
It's got to be the two of them. It has to be the two of them. Drab is ultimately responsible for what happens on that show, and that guy's been following him around for 2 years. They get coffee together. They go to the bathroom together. They go to lunch together. For the entire time that Adam is here, he is with Drab. I don't know how he gets anything done. He just sits next to Drab. That's his job, basically. Get paid to sit next to Drab.
Well, EB is also complicit in this, but the problem is, there is an upper echelon at the radio station. There's not much we can do to punish that guy. So, unfortunately, you have to punish the next most likely candidate, and that would be Drab T-shirt, who has enabled this character from day one and somehow got him hired to sit next to him so he can make the sex eyes with him two or three times an hour. I mean, if you watch them on Comcast, it's sex eye central whenever they put the camera on Matt Cahill.
And you can notice it, by the way. Chad, I'm up against it, so I'm going to put you on hold and have Brendan thank you for coming on. I appreciate the time.
It's always my pleasure. First time, long time, Rudy.
Thank you very much, Dukes. And that's Chad Dukes, CDVTW, every single day right after we're on here. I don't know if there's a good answer. I don't know if there's a good resolution. But, Zeke, I think we're on to something with, and I like Drab an awful lot, but at a certain point, when somebody in the cabinet screws up, the president bear some of the blame as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So the boss here needs some sort of, hey, slap on the wrist. You hired an illegal. You need to be punished as well.
He's enabling this behavior. That is a fact. Everyone knows that. We all know that, Drab.
But wouldn't it go, if he's talking to the president, it goes all the way up the chain to the big boss.
Okay. Well, hey, I can make a decision very quickly, Drab. You want me to make that decision or you want to handle it?
I could handle it.
Okay. All right.
And service has been returned. I don't know that we have a resolution to this. I do know this. If you're peeling away all the layers of the onion, you have dirty underpants on the ground for upwards of 3 hours. We're now 3.5 hours in to dirty underwear on the ground, and they're now around the young man's neck. And I don't get that bit either, by the way. I don't know if we're videotaping that. Are we not? Are we editing things? Does this part get reported to Mike Gartell? I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what this is.
Does HR even know about this? They should.
Should they?
They should.
Shouldn't they know about this? Blue Shorts, maybe write that up. I don't know. Instead of me getting embarrassed by an 84-year-old tennis bitch, write this up. Write this up. I get verbally undressed at the Army Navy Country Club, which we were asked to be at. You find a way to write that up 5 minutes after it happens. Write this up. Use the power of the pen to positive journalism or negative, whatever it is. Expose the truth. The people need to know. When we are ripped off the air for an HR violation of dirty underpants left in a studio, I'm sure there's some sort of biohazard rule. I'm sure there's some sort of toxicity rule. I know for a fact you can't leave underpants around. Just personal experience. Don't ask me how I know that, but I do. You can't just leave underpants. Write that. It's great, Danny, here on the Fan. Beltway Blitz in a matter of moments. Hey, it's Danny Ruye. You know where you can go and get brand new underpants wherever you want? In a car. I got my car from Tedbert Ford. It's where you should get yours. I love these guys. They're the best. I love them like I love putting my old underpants in the hamper and my new underpants on my body. I love Tedbert Ford. I love them so much, I got two cars from there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.